好，今天我们讲到的主题是教会的核心本质的最后一讲了。
And today we will be sharing the last part of the core of the church.
哥林多前书，刘长老和我看我们讲了两年了，两年多了。
And sharing from God's word in 1 Corinthians, I think Pastor Alex and I used about2 years' time to really finish up on this topic.
今天讲到这最后一段的经文。
So this is the last part.
哥林多前书提到教会许许多多的这个教会生活的呈现。
And in this book, it talks about a lot of the manifestations or a lot of a lot of the things that has to do with church.
很多时候我们读哥林多前书的时候，我们会感觉保罗他把教会里面许许多多人为的弊病，他是提出来针对他们在讲的。
So Paul mentions a lot of characteristics or
不好的层面
negative things that he addressed that were towards him.
Paul addresses a lot of the issues and problems in the church that are caused by the involvement of humanistic or worldly perspectives. Okay, 是人为的这些弊病，他指出来纠正。那么很多时候我们会觉得保罗讲话事实上很严厉。
And a lot of times when we read words from Paul, it seems like he's so serious.
但是同样我们看见保罗对哥林多的这群基督徒是有多么大的爱心。
But we also see the tremendous love that he has for the church.
因为哥林多的教会是一个年轻的教会。
Because the church in the city of Corinth was a young church.
但是他们是很热心在追求在成长的教会。
But they had a lot of passion and zeal in their pursuit for building up the church.
但是呢，就像我们一样，过去生活当中许许多多的习惯和许许多多的待人处事的方式，是需要慢慢的在神话语的熏陶当中，才能够慢慢的洁净，慢慢的成长。
But like us, there's after we've been saved, there's still a lot of bad habits that we've carried over, so it's the same thing with this young church.
所以哥林多前书，我们前几周就讲到，事实上表现出来的不是对信徒的指责，而是表现出神对他儿女的爱。
So when we read from 1 Corinthians, it's not really just about the criticism of the church, but rather it is God's love for His children.
因为神是对我们最有耐心的。
Because God is so patient with us.
他在爱当中耐心的，他要喂养我们，他要照顾我们，他要让我们成长。
And in His love, He wants to protect us, care for us, and help us to grow.
事实上，我们知道。
But we know all this.
我们知道一个真正爱的呈现，不是只说好话，然后只鼓励。
We know the manifestation of genuine love is not just saying things that are pleasing or positive things.
爱的呈现一定要有好话，也要有鼓励。
So the manifestation of genuine love, of course, includes encouragement and positive things.
但是当你真正爱一个人的时候，
But when you truly love someone,
当你看见他需要有纠正的部分的时候呢，
And when you see that there are adjustments that need to be made,
你会愿意有这个牺牲和投入去纠正然后带领。
Then you would offer the sacrifice and lead them to make those adjustments.
纠正带领这个是要花时间的。
And of course that takes time.
甚至你可能需要会牺牲到感情之间的这个冲突。
And of course it may you may run into conflicts in your relationship.
但是如果出发点是爱， 也是在爱中的接受彼此之间的纠正，那这个生命就是得到成长和建造。
But if the motivation is out of love, then there is a building up of this relationship.
那我们过去这几周在看哥林多前书的最后一段经文的时候，
And when we look at this last part in this very last section of this book, 1 Corinthians,
我很感谢神的就是当我们一般读这段经文的时候，我们觉得就是保罗他就是交代一些他的行程，然后最后就是一些问安的话。
And of course, we see that Paul just lists out his itinerary and some encouraging words.
好像是这个好像就是一个场面话。
It seems like it's just 场面话。
It's just something that you say, you know, something you do at the end of a letter. 可是呢，我们仔细去看的时候，感谢主，就让我们看见，事实上反映出的是神对教会的心意。
But when you look at it in detail, you actually see God's heart for the church.
我们就看见一个爱神的教会。
We see a church that loves God.
我们就看见一群属于神的儿女。
We see a group of God's children.
当我们在追随主，然后我们在受到主的带领之下。
When we pursue God and we are led by God.
我们就看见我们是努力的要去做主工的。
We see that we should pursue his work.
我们是要将神所赐给我们最美好的福音的这个礼物我们要带给不信的人。
And we want to pass on this gift of salvation to others that haven't received them yet.
我们要把神的话语带到信主的弟兄姐妹们当中，所以我们的生命能够得到神话语的建造。
And we want to give God's word to believers so that they can be built up.
然后我们看见一个合神心意、一个爱主也被主所重用的教会，是一个弟兄姐妹都是在积极的参与服事的一个教会。
And we see that it's a group of God's children that loves God, loves each other, and are serving each other.
然后呢，服事不是只是注重事情，而更是在服事人。
And of course, when you're serving, you're not just active in service, but really focused on the person.
我们看见这一群信徒，这一群教会里面的弟兄姐妹们是积极的，不但参与服事，他们积极的在对未来做计划。
And we not only see them serving each other, but they're also spending the time thinking about the future of the church.
对未来有展望。
And they have a lot of hope for the future.
对未来有期待。
And there's a lot of expectation.
但是在计划当中，不忘记的就是圣灵在我们当中的带领，所以随时能够有一个弹性，可以改变我们的计划。
So in their thinking and planning for the future, there's always the Spirit with them.
那这一群合神心意的教会，这一群爱主的弟兄姐妹，他们是在真理和信心上面是坚持的。
And they stand firm in the truth.
然后在教会的生活当中，彼此的应对上面，我们看到是许许多多的保护和遮盖。
And we know that there's a lot of protection and covering for each other.
一个爱主的教会，一个合神心意的信徒的聚集，不是彼此的苛责和批评。
A church that loves God is not just full of accusation or criticism.
是当我看见你不足的地方的时候，我就来保护遮盖你。
It's when you see someone else is lacking something, then you cover for them.
因为总有一日。我的缺乏，我的缺点是需要受到别人的保护和遮盖的。
Because there will be one day when you are lacking something, you need someone else to cover for you.
我们看到这样的一个信徒的聚集，神的教会，我们看见同样的在弟兄姐妹们当中，不但是教会的生活、家庭的生活，在工作的岗位上面，我们看到一个合神心意的一种顺服的表现。
And through all of this, you'll see that this group of people in their families, in their workplace, you'll see the manifestation of a true believer.
圣经在这个 权柄和主权和顺服的这个层面上面的关系上面的描述, 我们是尊重的。
And the word teaches us to submit to authority and respect authority.
And we see that being displayed in our lives. 然后我们会看见在教会里面，我们会学习去敬重、去表扬那些在属灵的生命上面和服侍神的。 这个生活上面是我们的榜样的。And
we'll see role models within the church.
Yeah. And then we would recognize and we would honor such men and women. Okay. 所以你看这样的一个描述，这样的教会谁不愿意去啊？
So if you see a picture like this of a church, who wouldn't want to attend a church like this?
昨天晚上在英文团契里面，
last night in our English fellowship,
那这个 团契的分享， 那个Peter就带着弟兄姐妹们就说， 诶，我们来想一下， 你心目中理想的教会是什么样子？
So during the sharing, we discussed some of the expectations of the church.
那就听见很多弟兄姐妹们， 对他们心目中理想教会的这个描述。
And we've heard a lot of sharing from brothers and sisters of their expectation or their ideal church.
我相信你们每一个人对一个理想的教会或者一个完美的教会都会有一个图画。
And I'm sure all of you have an image of the perfect or ideal church.
那甚至很多初信的弟兄姐妹啊， 因为刚来到教会，听到的就是爱，听到的就是神的丰富，听到的就是这种人间天堂的描述。
And those of you that have just come to know God, all you hear is God's love and God's goodness and the destination of heaven, going to heaven.
Yeah, or actually, church is heaven on earth, right? 然后呢，你听到就是我们祷告，神就听应允，疾病就得到医治，然后生活物质的丰富就充满。
And there is healing when we pray and lay hands on people, and there's just provision of physical needs.
然后我们都是好人，都是友善的，都是真诚的人。And
we're all genuine and trusting people.
诶，结果呢，信主多年之后。
But after a few years of believing, becoming a believer,
有些人看过不少不同的教会,
and they've seen a few different churches,
或甚至自己在我们的这个教会,
or even in our church,
然后就发现原来我们的教会不是一个完美的，也不是一个理想的教会,
and then you'll realize that our church is actually not perfect and ideal.
你知道有这样的一个笑话,
you know, there is a joke,
就一个人来跟牧师说,
and a person comes to the pastor and says,
我参加这个教会一阵子了。I've
already been to this church
for many years.
And I've noticed something big.
我重大的发现就是，这个教会不是一个理想的教会。And
I've noticed that this church is not the ideal church.
他说，这个教会里面的人啊，有许多是不合神心意的。And
there's a lot of people in this church that are not pleasing to the Lord.
然后那牧师就说，我知道。
And the pastor says, I know this.
因为你在这个教会里面嘛。
And he says, because you're one of the people that attend this church.
事实上我们都是如此。
Actually, we are all like this.
教会如今不尽理想,不尽完美,是我们的关系。
Because a church is not perfect and ideal, it's because of us.
因为我们仍然是在与罪与试探在挣扎,是不是?
Because we are all battling against sin and challenges.
我们许多的人仍然是在与每天的现实的生活上面，人的层面上面的事情，我们在烦恼。
And we are worried of things of this world.
但是当教会的弟兄姐妹生命成长，我们倚靠神越多。
But when a group of believers trust in the Lord more and more,
然后呢，你的性格跟我的性情不断的受到神的话语和圣灵的建造之后，
and after the transformation and building up of your your character from God's word.
那我们在一起，教会的服事和成长就越来越像主的心意，是不是？
Then as we grow together, we are more pleasing to the Lord.
我们有一个方向。
We have a direction.
这个方向就是呢，我们是越来越像主。
And this direction is we are more and more like our Lord.
我们是朝着和神心意的理想和完美在走的。
We are walking towards the image that God has for us.
有朝一日，当主耶稣基督再次降临，或者是我们进入到神的国，完全降临在地上的时候，我们就可以看见完美和理想。
When our Lord Jesus returns, or when we enter up into heaven, we will see an ideal and perfect world.
但是今天，如果我们在教会里面看见神在你我身上工作的时候，弟兄姐妹，
But while here on earth, you see God's work in our own lives.
我们就开始看见神心意的理想和美好，就慢慢的在我们当中呈现。
And we will see that that perfect image, us being getting closer and closer to that perfect image God had intended.
在我们教会里面，我们看得见。
And we'll see that in our church.
我现在看得见。
I can see that now.
但是我盼望看到的能够是更多。
But I wish and hope that I can see more.
这是一个属灵生命的成长。
This is the process of spiritual growth.
或者是有些人称它为一个成圣的道路。
Or some people will put it as the process of sanctification.
那么当我们在看到这段经文，今天最后这段经文的时候呢，我们还能够看到神借着保罗，让我们看见一个合神心意，一个教会的核心的本质，还有什么样的呈现呢？
Well, in these last few verses in this book, what else do we see here?
我们先来读这段经文。
Let us read this passage together.
哥林多前书16章19到24节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19 to 24.
亚细亚的众教会问你们安，亚居拉和百基拉，并在他们家里的教会英主也多多的向你们问安。众弟兄们都向你们都问你们安，你们要亲嘴问安，务要彼此圣洁。我保罗亲笔问安，若有人不爱主，这人是可主可咒的。主必要来，愿主耶稣基督的恩常与你们众人同在。 我在基督耶稣里的爱也与你们众人同在。Amen.
The churches of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Prisca, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. All the brothers send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
主，今天是你儿女，并且这个要来认识你的人的一群在你面前的敬拜。
This is the worship that comes from your children and those that are seeking you.
愿你是配得我们拜服、颂扬、敬拜的神。
Because you deserve our worship and praise.
你爱我们，你赐给我们生命。
You love us and you've given us life.
你将我们从罪中拯救出来。
And you've saved us from sin.
你在我们的生命当中，你一点一滴的塑造我们，让我们更像主耶稣基督。
And in our lives, you continue to build us up to be more like your Son Jesus.
并且你让我们因为与教会的弟兄姐妹们与教会肢体生活的连结。 主，你将你的恩典是大大的倾倒在我们的身上。
And as we connect with you and with our brothers and sisters within the church, we see your grace abundantly in our lives.
今天早晨，主，我们奉你的名聚会。
And this morning we gather in your name.
求主你借着圣灵向我们每个人说话。
May you speak to us through your spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那么今天在这一段最后的经文里面呢，我就提出两个重点，我们跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
And there's really two points that I'd like to share with you from these verses.
第一个，弟兄姐妹，就是我们看见一个合神心意的教会，啊，一群爱主、跟随主、 要为主而活的信徒聚集在一起的时候,
and we see what happens when a group of believers that love the Lord gather together.
他们心里面不但是火热的想要传福音,
not only do they have zeal in their hearts to share the gospel,
不但是愿意来到神的面前用神的话语彼此建造,
and to build each other and encourage each other with God's word,
不但是热心地参与彼此的服事,
and to actively participate in service,
彼此生命的建造,
and building each other's lives
我们看见的是,
up,
信徒们彼此有一种很深很深的牵挂和彼此有这个意愿就是要彼此的问候。
And we see that there is this yearning and longing for greeting each other.
当我们看见另外一位基督徒的时候,
when we see another believer,
或者当我们到了另外一群神的儿女的聚会当中的时候,
or when we go and visit another group of God's children,
虽然之前没有见过面,
even though you've never met them before,
虽然彼此之前是不认识的,
and you don't know them,
但是因为他们心中所有的救恩并且我们 彼此之间所爱慕的主的关系, 我们彼此之间很自然的有一种很深很深的情感。
And because we believe in the same God and we have the same faith, you'll notice that there is a strong, you'll feel a strong intimacy with them.
你看在这边保罗讲到的就是, 我现在在写信给你们在哥林多的这群信徒。
And here we see that Paul is writing to the believers in the church of Corinth.
哥林多是在希腊半岛。
And Corinth is located in the Greek islands.
Peninsula.
Peninsula. Yeah.
那么在这个爱琴海的对面就是保罗写信以弗所城的这个所在地。
And we see that
Ephesus is where Paul was writing this letter, and it was across the Aegean Sea, right, from the Greek peninsula. 那么以弗所在的这块地就是当时罗马帝国的亚细亚的省份。
And during that time, Ephesus was a...
Ephesus is within the Roman province called Asia. Okay. 这个亚细亚不是今天的亚洲。
And this Asia is not the Asia of today.
你不要想, 哦, 亚洲, 哇, 原来当时大概多少华人, 中国人, 台湾人, 香港人, 都在这边要跟他问安吗?
So don't have the wrong idea that this Asia is full of Asian people.
2000年前在罗马帝国统治之下的亚细亚是一个省份。
And 2,000 years ago, this Asia was a province of Rome, the Empire of Rome.
它是在今天土耳其的西边。
And today it is on the west side of the country Turkey.
但是是保罗建立教会，在他多次的宣教的这个旅途上面，建立了许许多多教会的这一个省份。
And in this region was where Paul built, found, and established many of the early churches.
在那边的教会的人，可能有时候因为 工作 或者是 探亲，可能去过哥林多。
And the people in that area, probably because either for family business or personal business or visiting
right.
family,
yeah.
They would
They would travel
to city of Corinth.
Right.
But most of the people have never been to that city. But they do know that there is a church in that city. And they know that there's believers there. And there's brothers and sisters there. And they know that that is a church that has life.
所以当保罗在写信给哥林多教会的时候，他说：“我带给你们的不是只有我的问候，是在这整一个省份里面所有教会弟兄姐妹们对你们的关爱和对你们的问候。”
So here he is saying that he's not only sending greetings from himself, but all of the believers in that region is sending you greetings.
然后不但如此，他特别讲到了两个人，就是亚居拉和百基拉。
And in particular, two people, Aquila and Prisca.
对，这两个人是夫妻。
And they are a married couple.
我们在《使徒行传》里面有看见，就是他们原本是住在哥林多的。
And we know that in the book of Acts, they used to live in this city, Corinth.
保罗到那边传福音。
And Paul was sharing the gospel there.
带了他们两个人信主。
And brought them to Christ.
他们这两夫妻很爱主，很热心。
And this couple loved the Lord.
然后把他们的家打开接待保罗。
And opened up their home to welcome Paul.
但是呢，之后这两夫妻就到了以弗所。
Then afterwards, they went to the city of Ephesus.
然后你看，他们在他们的家里就办就开聚会。
And they opened their house again there.
所以在他们的家中建立了一个教会。
So they had a house church there.
很有可能保罗在以弗所的时候，就是又受到了亚居拉和百基拉的招待。
So it is possible that when Paul was in the city of Ephesus, Paul stayed with Aquila and Prisca.
所以保罗说，你们记得吗？你们教会里面的这两位夫妻，爱主的夫妻。
So he is saying, do you remember this couple that loved the Lord?
他们想念你们。
They long for you.
And, 他, 对,
yeah, they long for you.
他们问候你们。
And they send you greetings.
而且这个他的问候不是只是什么，不是只是随随便便的方便的问候啊。
And this greeting is not just a simple matter of fact greeting.
它是一个，它这个原文里面就是讲多次多方的在问候你们。
It's not a just a casual one-time greeting, but it's a hearty greeting, as the word says.
Yeah, the ESV says hearty. In the Greek, it actually says repeatedly they're sending you greeting. Okay, 原文里面讲的就是他不。这个不断的要想要有机会问候你们，不断心里面的在想念你们。
So it is a greeting that is done repeatedly because of the longing in their heart.
弟兄姐妹，这个是讲到信徒之间的情感上面的一个牵挂。
This is a longing and between believers.
这样子的问候不是只是客气话啊，你好吗？
And this type of greeting is not just like, oh, how are you? Casually.
是因为我对你有这么深的惦记和牵挂，所以我要想要把我的祝福，我想要把我的心情能够向你表达，我爱你的心情向你表达。
It is a genuine longing for the other person, and it's an expression of a greeting filled with genuine love and care.
中文说是问安。是不是
In Chinese, it's
literally. So, 中文问安意思是什么？问你平不平安，问你是不是安好 ，right? So, literally in Chinese, the greeting is, "How are you? Are you well?" Okay. 当然，今天英文 "How are you" 也变得很口头了，就是很片面了，是不是？
So of course, the "How are you?" this phrase is just used very casually.
当你听到别人问你 "How are you?" 你怎么回答
？When someone asks you "How are you?", what's your response?
那个正规的反应是什么
？What is the proper response?
你好吗？你怎么回答
？What is your response?
Oh, fine. Oh, 很好。你看
，fine.
哦，你看那个 Scott 弟兄中文多好，很好。
Scott, Very good. Is so
good. okay. Oh, 很好 Good. Fine. 好可以。对，就有人就说 so-so. Okay. 那你就要想，当我讲 so-so 或者是还可以啊，这个勉强讲还在过。好，你这样一回答的时候呢，那这个问候你的人就傻了。
So when you respond with so-so or getting by, then the other person is caught by surprise.
Right, 那他要怎么办呢
？So what does he do?
他本来认为你说好了，然后就拜拜了嘛。
So usually when you just respond fine, then he'll leave.
Yeah, they have to say good, great, bye, right? 那你一说，蛮勉强的，有一点困难，对不对？那他怎么办？他傻了。那要怎么样？要说是怎么了呢？ 那他是不是真的要来关心你啦？原本没有在关心，现在要关心了。
So if you say so-so or just okay, then of course, then you would, the person asking would have to spend the time and ask why. What's wrong?
Yeah, 你知道大概就在过去三四月的时候。
You know, back in March or April.
那时候就是刘长老他脑癌复发要去开刀，然后我爸爸在台湾过世，我需要回台湾，然后教会的事工很乱的时候，我压力很大的时候。
During the time when Pastor Alex just recovered from surgery and I had to go back to Taiwan for my father's death, there's a lot of things that needed to be done and I was very stressed.
你知道我都忘了这事了。
I actually forgot about something.
那个我压力大到一个地步，我自己去医院里面做检查，因为我心里我的这个心中的这个压力很大，心跳这个心的脉搏跳动的这个状况，我都认为不正常了，所以我还去做检查。
So I was so stressed that I had rapid heartbeat that I felt that it was abnormal, so I went to do a checkup.
当然，我心里面认为是压力了。
But of course, I thought that it was just pressure or stress.
但是呢，我不得不考虑有没有其他的问题。
But of course, I had to consider if there was something else.
所以我没先跟师母讲。
So I didn't tell Cindy about it.
我自己下午偷偷的去做检查。
So in the afternoon, I went to the doctors.
但是检查出来是没事。
But of course, after the checkup,
但是就那个时候啊，教会有一个弟兄，他送了我一个简讯。
But during that time, I received a message from a brother.
就三个字。
Just three words.
就是 How are you?
How are you?
你知道我看那三个字，我没马上回。
So when I saw that, I didn't respond immediately.
因为那个对我来讲，那一个的问安就是你都好吗？
Because that question was How are you?
就是这个弟兄他关心我那个时候的状况。
Because it was from a brother that cared for me.
你知道我后来跟他讲，我很感谢神。我说我相信圣灵在使用你来展现这个神的关怀。
So I explained to him, I thank the Lord because you showed me care during that time.
他说我不知道。
And he's like, oh, I didn't even realize.
他说我不过就是想到你了，所以那就很自然的就是你好吗
？So because I thought of you, the natural thing is to ask you how you're doing.
你知道当我们好的时候，别人问你好吗，我们就说呀好啊，没问题啊。
So when you're doing okay, your response is, yeah, no problem.
但是当我们真正的去关心，我们彼此有牵挂，这个问安啊，是我要知道你真的是好不好。
But when you have a longing or when you truly long for someone and you really want to know how they're doing.
Yeah, you really want to know, right? You really want to know, that's why you would ask. 因为你爱他，因为你关心他。
Because you love and care for that person.
甚至你都已经从交谈或者是这个你注意他之后，你就看见这个这位弟兄、这位姐妹、这个你所爱的对象有些事情。
Because then you realize that they are facing a difficult time.
有的时候被你问的对象都不知道他们自己有事情，你知道吗？
And sometimes the person that you're asking, they don't even know that they have a problem.
他们都不知道他们自己已经面对这样大的压力了。
They don't even realize that they are facing such pressure or stress.
或者他们把他们心中、生活当中不高兴、不喜欢的事情都把它怎么样啊塞到这个角落里面去，黑暗的角落里埋起来了。
So they would sweep everything under the rug.
上周我们教会一位弟兄他说他这周要出差要去北加州。
And last week there was a brother that said that needed to go on a business trip to Northern California.
那这位弟兄他本来是在北加州教会聚会。
And before he attended a church up north.
那他为什么来到我们教会呢？
And why did he come to our church?
因为 Serena 结婚以后就跟他去同一个教会。
Because after he married Serena.
Well, no. After Serena is married and moved up north, she was in the same church with this brother, Kevin. Yeah. 那么他跟我说，哦，我回北加州有公事，但同时呢，我也去看看我教会的这个弟兄姐妹。
So he said, because I'm going up for business, I'm going to also visit my brothers and sisters from my old church.
啊，我就跟这弟兄讲，我说，那你回去太好了，你帮我跟 Will， 帮我跟 Serena, 你要跟他问安。
And I said, that's great. When you visit that church, please send greetings to Will and Serena.
然后 Lucy.
And of course, Lucy.
他先生 David,
and husband David.
然后我说你跟你们的牧师 Sebastian 问安。
And also greet your pastor Sebastian.
我就跟那位牧师见过一次面。
I've met Sebastian, the pastor of that church, once.
很好的一位弟兄。
Very good brother.
那我也被邀请在他们教会当中讲过道。
And of course, I was also invited to preach at that church.
所以我也很想念那边的弟兄姐妹。
And I also have a longing for the brothers and sisters.
所以我说你跟弟兄姐妹们问安。
So I said, please greet the brothers and sisters there.
你知道我没见过他们教会的弟兄姐妹。
No, I've never met the brothers and sisters there.
因为我被邀请去他们教会讲道的那时候是 COVID.
Because when I was invited to preach at that church, it was during the COVID times.
所以我站在这里录了一个讲道，然后送给他们，他们看我的录音。
So actually, I stood here, gave a message, and it was recorded, and I sent them the recording.
可是当我在讲道的时候，虽然是面对都是空的座位，我心里面想的是教会的弟兄姐妹。
But even though I was preaching the message to these empty pews, but in my heart, I was thinking about all the brothers and sisters of that church.
我跟 Kevin 说，你去到你们教会的时候，你跟他们说，在 Rancho 这边有一个教会向你们问安。
So I told the brother, when you go back to your church, you let them know that there's a church in Rancho Cucamonga that is thinking and longing for the brothers and sisters there.
我在大学的时候，有一次就在我们这个学校外面的这个城市，在过马路的时候碰到了一个人。
When I was back in college, as I was crossing the street near campus, I bumped into a person.
他就在人行道的当中，他在这个发传单。
And he was passing out flyers during the crosswalk.
那一般你这种发传单的，他要硬塞在你手里，要不然你就是手不给他看，要不然你拿了然后过马路怎么样？就那个东西就往。
And of course, he was passing out the flyers out.
Mm-hmm. And normally
you would. Yeah. Sorry.
Normally, you either right just ignore him or you would throw away the flyer after you cross the street. 那么这次我把那个传单看了一下。
And this time, when I got the flyer, I read the flyer.
很薄的一个传单。
It's very thin.
是。让人能够信耶稣的传单。
And it was a flyer to help someone believe in Jesus.
然后我看了一下下面的小字。
And there was a very in small letters.
他们是一个传耶稣基督福音的犹太人的组织。
And they were an organization of Jewish believers.
然后我立时我就转身去跟这位弟兄交谈。
And then after reading that note, I turned around and went to start up a conversation with the person that gave me the flyer.
因为我的心中在看到这个单张，然后看到这个人的时候，心里面莫名的就有一种很亲热、很亲切的感觉。
Because after reading that note that he was a believer, a Jewish believer, all of a sudden I had this closeness or intimate feeling towards him.
你知道你跟我是神的儿女。
You know that we are God's children?
对。我们是在神的家中被神所爱的儿女，是不是？
We are in the family of God and loved by God.
但你知道你跟我是领养的吗？
But did you know that we're adopted?
那犹太人不是领养的。
But Jewish people are not adopted.
因为犹太人是神的子民，拣选的子民。
Because the Jewish people are the chosen race of God.
主耶稣基督在世上的这个血统是犹太人的血统。
And Jesus on earth is from the line, the Jewish line.
因为神的应许是跟随的犹太人的。
Because the promises of God, it follows through the line of the Jews.
他是正规的，我是领养的。
So he's legitimate. I am adopted.
今天太多犹太人很可惜的没有走到神的救恩当中。
But today there's too many Jewish people that have lost their way.
仍然在否定神借着主耶稣基督带给他们弥赛亚的救恩的信息。
And they deny Jesus as the chosen promised Messiah.
但是今天在这世上有这么一群爱耶稣，并且在服侍耶稣的福音，然后要把耶稣的福音传给世上的这群犹太的基督徒。But
there is a group of believing Jewish people that loves the Lord and wants to share the gospel to their own people.
所以我跟这位弟兄有了一个很好很好的交谈。
So I had a really good conversation with him.
我还记得他的名字。
I still remember his name.
只是很可惜就没有继续的联络，我也不知道他今天在哪里了。 But
I lost contact with him.
可是那是我在一生当中印象非常深刻的一次，与一个之前完全不认识，但是历史之间有很深厚的情感，然后我常常记得他，我就替他还他们的事工祷告。But
it was a significant experience for me. And so oftentimes when I think about him, I will pray for him and his organization.
我觉得今天基督徒或教会，我们蛮缺少这个方面的。And
I think that believers and Christians today are lacking in this.
我觉得蛮可惜的。I
think it's
unfortunate.
Yeah.
那信徒跟信徒之间 这个小群跟小群之间就彼此没有联系。
That believers lose contact.
或情感很淡。
Or there's no strong bond or relationship.
我只要跟我的这一群小小群的十几个人，我喜欢在一起就好了，我不管别人了。
As long as I'm in my little group of believers, then I don't care about anyone else.
那更不用讲，我们整个教会会常常想到另外一个教会，他们的聚会，他们的事工。 他们的难处，他们需要带到的事项，我们就缺少了对他们的关心。Let
alone caring for other churches and what their struggles are, or what they need to, what their prayers are.
前一阵子，有位弟兄问我说：“长老，为什么我们的教会是一个无宗派的教会？”
Some time ago, someone asked me, "How come our church is non-denominational?"
因为今天在许多的基督教的宗派当中，就不融合，甚至采取对立的态度。Because
there are different denominations in the Christian faith, and there's a lot of disagreements, and there's no unity.
所以不认识教会的人，从外面来看，就会说，信徒基督徒。 也是分门别类，也是彼此在争斗的嘛。So
a person that that comes to visit,
that's outside of the church,
outside
right?
of the church comes and says, "Well, isn't Christianity the same? There's also different factions, denominations, and there's disagreements."
对不对？那何必呢？
Then why should I join?
但是事实上，弟兄姐妹，宗派并不代表不应该代表立场的不同和彼此的敌视。
But in reality,
even with difference of denomination, that should not lead us to become adversarial, right? And being against each other because positionally we have to stand firm with our denomination. Okay? 因为大家都只要在自己的这个小环境里面，然后我们就说我们喜欢我们自己的，只有我们的是最对的。那这不是神对他教会的心意。
Because if you just stay within a group that believes in the same thing or in your own bubble and not go out, then that is not pleasing to the Lord.
只要我们作为神的儿女，作为主耶稣基督的教会，都是持守神的话语。
Because if all believers in churches hold the uphold God's word,
神的话语是我们生命的准则，是我们对事情。 对错一切圣洁公义分别的标准。
If God's word is the standard for us determining what is right and wrong and what is moral and immoral,
然后我们注重的就是我们的生活要反映出神的公义和圣洁。
And that our lives, the way that we live our lives, manifests God's righteousness and justice.
只要这两点是相同的，我们都是神的儿女，都是主耶稣基督的教会。
If we all follow these two points, we are all God's children, God's church.
所以我们要小心。So
we should be cautious.
我们的教会不是最好的教会。
Our church is not the best church. Our church is not the right church.
但是我们是一个遵守神话语, 然后愿意在生活当中 过一个合神心意生活的教会。
But we want to be a church that follows God's word and wants to please God.
只要我们碰到 同样跟我们有这样心意的信徒和教会的时候, 弟兄姐妹,
So when we bump into or come across people that are like-minded, like us,
我们不但彼此接受,
not only do we accept them,
我们更是要彼此相爱,
but we also need to love them
我们彼此祝福,
and bless them.
甚至有时候彼此有机会一起同工,
and if opportunity arises, we should serve together.
当我看见弟兄姐妹们来教会的时候,
When we see brothers and sisters come to our church,
我心里面很高兴。
I'm full of joy.
我希望你看见教会弟兄姐妹的时候，心里面也是很高兴。
I hope that you are filled with joy when you see brothers and sisters come to our church.
因为你已经在惦记彼此。
Because you are already thinking about them.
因为你已经是在关心彼此。
Because you're already caring for them.
因为你就等不及的去彼此问候。
And you can't wait to greet them and ask how they're
doing. 当你长时间因些因素、时间、空间或怎么样彼此不能见面的时候， 心中是多么盼望能够彼此的再见。
But due to time, space, or distance, you don't have the opportunity to greet them. You are longing for them and thinking about them.
然后看不到人的时候，我就要说你好吗？
And if you don't see them for a while, ask them how you're doing.
Yeah, how are you? How are you? Ask each other, how are you? 好，第二点我们看到的。
And the second point,
保罗在这边不但是描述出信徒之间彼此的那种牵挂和问候。
Not only does Paul describe this longing and this greeting.
他在20节的时候他说啊, 众弟兄都要向你们问安, 然后怎么问安啊? 要亲嘴问安。
And in verse 20, all the brothers send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss.
中文的圣经是说亲嘴问安, 然后要彼此圣洁。 原文里面讲到的是, 你要用一个圣洁的亲吻彼此问候。 Okay?
And you are to greet another with a holy kiss.
那当然我们读到这里的时候就有问题了。
Of course here, when we read this part, there might be an issue.
神的话说你们要如此去行, 那我们是不是要去行了呢?
If God says do this, should we do this?
说长老那我们要开始怎样彼此亲嘴啊?
So you might ask, are we supposed to kiss each other?
中文我不知道为什么翻亲嘴, 因为英文的亲就是一个亲吻, okay?
And I don't know why the Chinese translation translates it to kissing on the lips, but in the original English language, it's just a holy kiss.
我想大概不是亲在嘴上面，是用你的嘴去亲， 大概这个解释比较好。
And it probably doesn't mean kissing on the lips. It means using your lips to kiss.
哎，这你们在笑，这很不一样啊。
You might be laughing, but this is very different.
啊, 我亲我的孩子, 我不亲在嘴上啊。
When I kiss my children, I don't kiss them on the lips.
亲他们额头。
I kiss their
forehead. 尤其是越长得越大, 亲的地方就越有限制, 对不对?
Of course, as they get older, there's only limited areas where we can kiss.
亲脸颊。 亲脸颊。
脸颊 is what?
Cheeks.
Oh, kiss them on the cheek.
可是我要亲他。
But I need to kiss them.
他们长大了点, 不太喜欢我亲他。
But as they grow older, they don't like me kissing them anymore.
我就拍拍肩膀,
don't kiss me. No, but you pat them on the shoulder.
我们就要学习, okay? Okay, 好。那么,所以这里讲到的是亲,是亲吻。
So here, we're talking about kiss.
但很多人很快就说, 哎呀, 长老, 你知道这个亲吻是他们人家那个中东, 他们那个文化, 过去2000年前, 他们那个文化上面的一种很自然的表现, 你不要到现在这边来讲。
But you might be saying, oh, Pastor, you know, this is back in the day in the Middle Eastern culture where they, it's a custom for them to kiss. We can't do this now.
是不错。
It is true.
因为在当时的, 对不对, 文化环境当中, 他们的彼此见面, 啊, 你最关心, 你情感最好的人的, 打招呼的方式是什么? 就是相亲。
Because it is true, it is their custom and in their culture, if you see someone that you love or care about, you would greet them with a kiss.
我跟我大学的室友，我们来试过这个。
In college, I tried this.
因为我们很喜欢他们那个中东文化那种很热情的拥抱，然后你知道他们这彼此问候的方式。
Because we liked how their culture greets each other.
但我没亲嘴了，不要乱想。
But of course, we didn't kiss each other on the lips.
但是我们会抱在一起。
But we would hug each other.
我们会这样贴脸，你好，这样子。
Then we would press our cheeks together.
我们都看过人这样子，right?
Of course, you've seen that before.
当你有这个动作的时候。
When you have that type of action or behavior,
yeah, 重点不是你怎么去做。
It's not how you do it.
你知道重点是这是一个什么？是一个热情，然后有感情的表现。
The point is that it is a manifestation of love and care, genuine love and care.
西方人或在美国，他们习惯是用拥抱的方式来。打招呼。
In Western culture, in particular American culture, people usually greet with a hug.
但是你知道，你不论是一个亲吻，不论是一个这个拥抱，甚至握手。
Whether if it's a kiss or a hug or even just a handshake.
有感情的表现和没感情的表现，是不是？
There are this type of behavior with love and care or without love and care.
公事上面碰到一个这个工作上面需要来往的人。
If it's someone that you just have to have a relationship with because of business.
看看哎，你好，哎，你好，你好，幸会，幸哎，幸会，幸会。
Oh, thanks. Okay. How are you?
没感情。
See, there's no love or care there.
但是一个好朋友或亲人多久没见面了
？But if it's a good friend or a relative that you haven't seen in a long time,
Peter, hey, 好吗？啊，太高兴了，也是握手吗
？Of course, that's also a handshake.
是不是？可是这个握手不一样了。
But that's different.
你在家里面，你早上起来跟你太太或跟你先生问候的时候，你握手吗？
If you wake up at home, do you shake hands with your husband or wife?
老公早安，是这样吗？还是更客气一点，老婆早。
Or do you bow to them and say good morning?
你说习惯文化是有不同，不错。
Of course, there are differences in customs and culture.
可是我们不是在讲文化习惯。
But that's not what we're talking about.
我们是在讲情感上面的表现。
We're talking about a manifestation of love and care.
因为我跟我的弟兄姐妹有彼此的关心，彼此的相爱。
Because I have this mutual care and love for another brother or sister.
所以我很自然的彼此见面的时候呢我就会很热情地跟他们问候。
So naturally, I would greet them with the manifestation of genuine love and care.
你说一个家庭当中，在你家庭当中，需不需要有热情的表现？
Just think, in your own family, is it necessary to have this manifestation or this affection?
对，有些人的家庭就是彼此不能说没有爱，但是就是比较冷淡。
Of course, in certain families, it could be a little more cold.
但是有些家庭呢，彼此就是这么的热络。
But there are other families that are very affectionate towards each other.
那他们在家中彼此之间是怎么样子应对，是完全相关联的。
So it's related to how they deal with each other.
在教会里面，同样是如此。
It's the same way in the church.
当我们彼此见面的时候，是不是很自然的？因为你爱这个人，你也被这个人所爱，你很高兴彼此见面，你会跟他们打招呼。
And when you see this person, because of your love and care for them, wouldn't it be natural behavior?
我去过一个教会。
I've been to a church once.
我不喜欢讲别的教会怎么样怎么样。
I usually don't like to talk about other churches.
但是我就是跟你们分享我的经历。
But I'm just sharing my experience.
这个教会我不是去参加那个教会，我是因为去别的地方聚会的时候就跟着他们在聚会。
I didn't attend that church. It was just because I was visiting that place and just went to worship there. Yeah.
那但是去了几次。
But I've been there several times.
那在他们聚会结束的时候，
and after their service concludes,
每一周他们都有这样的活动。
And every, they have this activity after every service.
就是呢，教会的牧师啊，就会从中间这样走下来。
So the pastor would walk down the middle aisle.
然后呢，他就会抓着一个人的手，他就这样，我也不知道，他就这样抓着手，就这样啊，两只手，这样这样这样握一个。
They would grab both of their hands and shake their hands.
然后呢，这弟兄就把这个手就抓着下面一位，然后就一个一个传到后面，然后。
And this person would do the same to the next person on the pew.
Hey, brother, right? 好，就然后接了，牧师就一个一个给，然后呢，大家就一个一个传。
When they would do that down the pew.
那我坐在里面，旁边那个人这样过来，我就过来一下，然后我就转过来看着这个也不认识的人，我就这样也弄一下，我也不知道我在干嘛。
So I was sitting in the pew, so I would follow the same behavior.
几周下来,
after a few weeks,
我想大概是在传递爱心吧。
But I thought it was probably just the passing of 爱心, love, care.
Yeah, yeah, you're trying to show some love and care and passing it down, right? 可是我在那边聚会那么多周, 坐在我右边左边的人永远都是陌生人。
But after visiting several weeks, the person next to me is always a stranger.
我在那边聚会一个半小时，没人问我的名字。
And nobody asked me for my name.
没有人问我为什么来这边。
Nobody asked me why.
没有人邀请我参加其他的聚会。
Nobody asked me.
所以我看着这个陌生人这样子弄一下东西给我，然后我就过来对着陌生人这样拱一下手。
Nobody invited me to any of the meetings or gatherings, but they just shook my hand.
所以有一个仪式，有一个形式。
So there is
there's a formality, right? But there's no reality, right? 有一个形式，可是没有一个真实啊。
A formality, but no reality.
Right? Or no substance,
no substance.
Right? 我们不在教会里面，我们不干这些事的。
But we don't do this type of.
如果我们彼此关心、彼此相爱，弟兄姐妹，让我们就能够很自然的去抒发我们的感情。
If we truly care and love for someone, let us just have a natural manifestation of our care and love.
所以注重的不是怎么样去抱、怎么样去亲。
So we don't focus on the method of our hugging or kissing.
注重的是你怎么样去爱。
What we focus on is how we love them.
因为你爱了以后呢，你很自然的就会有表现。
Because once you've loved them, then the manifestation will come.
那你一开始不习惯别人这样子对你爱的表现。
So at first, you may not be comfortable with that type of affection or display.
你学习接受。
But learn how to receive it and accept it.
慢慢的你也发现，你也开始爱了别人，你就去也去有表现了。
And then you'll realize soon that
you will be able to show this to others, right? 可是弟兄姐妹，为什么在圣经里面讲到的这个彼此用嘴亲的问安，这么亲密的这个爱的表现，它不是只是讲要彼此相亲，它是说什么？你要用圣洁的吻去问安。But
here on top of that, it's also saying it adds the word holy in front of the kiss, so it's a holy kiss with the.
教会是一个讲爱的地方。
The church talks about love.
因为教会是讲神的，而神是爱。
Because the church is about God and God is love.
但是今天太多人不了解这一点。
But there's a lot of people that don't truly understand this.
这教会讲爱。
Because the church teaches love.
那就讲人的爱。
Then it's talking about human love.
所以就人的亲热。
So then it's human passion.
那我可以爱你这个人呢？
Then of course I can love this person.
那我就喜欢跟你抱啊。Then
I would hug the person.
那今天我去爱另外一个教会里面是女人，不是我太太的，我也去跟她抱。
So then I love another sister from another church that's not my wife.
一开始可能只是关心。
At first, of course, it's care and love.
但是如果只有人的层面在爱的话，你会爱出问题来。
But if it's just based on man's love, then you'll have issues.
就不要讲男人跟女人之间会爱出问题来，你男人跟男人和女人，女人之间也会爱出问题来。
You might have issues when it's just brother and brother.
Or, yeah. Yeah.是不是？ 所以这里讲到的爱的呈现，弟兄姐妹，是一个圣洁的爱的呈现。
So this here is talking about a holy type of love.
你看， 22节，保罗很清楚地讲，他说：“你看，如果有人是不爱主的，你知道在教会里面有人是不爱主的，但是他在教会，他喜欢教会里面的环境，但是他不是爱主，那这个人是什么？可诅可咒的。”
Here in verse 22, it says, if anyone has no love for the Lord, you know that there are people in the church that have no love for the Lord. They just like coming to church.
如果因为神在我们的心中的工作，然后我们在主的爱当中，我们有彼此的这种情感的连结和表现。
This person that has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Yeah. And
yeah. If because of the love of Christ, which compels us so that we love one another and we have the display of love for one another, then that's real love. That's the love God wants us to have. 这样的爱是神要我们的。但是如果我们用人的方式去想要表现爱，最后会出问题。
But if you use man's method to display love, then you'll have problems.
甚至有人可能因为教会里讲爱，他22节里面讲到的是，他们是到教会里面可能是利用这个环境，满足他们自己需要的人。So
sometimes people go to church and use that as an excuse to for their own ends,
to meet their own desires. 22节里面的这个爱，弟兄姐妹，爱主的这个爱，在原文里面。 不是 agape, 是 phileo.
In verse 22, the love mentioned here is not agape in the original language, but it is phileo.
14节里面，当保罗说，你们凡所做的一切，都要凭爱心去做，这个爱是 agape.
In verse 14, when it says, let all that you do be done in love, that love is agape.
当保罗在24节里面最后他跟哥林多的信徒说，我的爱常与你们众人同在的时候，他讲的是agape。
In verse 24, when it says, my love be with you all in Christ Jesus, amen, that love is agape love.
Agape的爱是神赐给我们的爱。
Agape love is the love that is given by God.
是一个牺牲的爱。
It is a sacrificial love.
是一个给予的爱。
It is a unconditional love.
Yeah, it's a love that gives.
That gives.
是一个圣洁的爱。
It is a holy love.
是一个因为心中有主，生命中有主而展现出来的爱。
It is a love displayed because you have God in you.
但是22节这边 的警告讲到的这个不爱主的人，讲到的是 phileo.
But here in verse 22, the person that has no love for the Lord, that love is phileo love.
这个 phileo 希腊文里面描述的爱，是一种友情的爱，这个朋友之间的爱。
And this phileo love is just a love between friends.
兄弟姐妹之间的爱。
Or the love between siblings.
是一种彼此 吸引有喜这个喜欢在一起的爱。
It is a love based on attraction or being together.
所以你看，有人喜欢在教会里面。
So here it's saying that there are people that loves to come to church.
甚至喜欢教会里面的活动和教会里的人。
And they love the people in church and the activities of church.
但是他们喜欢的东西不包括主在内。
But this does not include love for the Lord.
这样的人在教会里面是没有办法经历到神的。
Those people are not able to experience God.
然后如果更是为了自己的私欲而来到教会，希望得到某种满足的话，他说：“你 最后是跟神的生命没有关系的，所以是一个受，你是因为罪而受到诅咒的人，你没有得到任何的解脱。
And because if you're that type of person that has no love for the Lord, you are accursed.
所以弟兄姐妹，哥林多前书是神让我们看见他对我们的爱。So
1 Corinthians, we see God's love for us.
是神教导我们他的爱。It
is God teaching us about His love.
是超乎于这个世界上面，超乎于人的爱的。And
it surpasses the love of man.
是比人的爱更好的爱。It
is better than man's love.
所以我们要因为有主。So
we, because we have the Lord,
因为有他的恩典,
because we have His grace,
因为有圣灵的充满,
and the filling of His Spirit,
因为有他话语的喂养,
and the feeding of His Word,
所以我们彼此之间的爱, 弟兄姐妹, 不是人最高层次的爱, 是人测不透的爱, 就是神的爱。
That's why the love that we have is higher than man's love, and it is God's love.
保罗说, 这就是我在基督耶稣里面对你们的爱。
And Paul here is saying, this is the love that I have for you that is in Christ Jesus.
愿这样子的爱在你们的教会当中, 在我们的教会当中, 是毫无阻拦的彰显。
My love be with you all in Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹, 盼望当我们学习在 主耶稣基督的引领之下,
so I hope that all of us under the leading and guidance of Jesus,
弟兄姐妹, 我们跟随主耶稣,
we follow Jesus.
我们让主耶稣基督的灵圣灵能够充满我们,
so that we can be filled with His Spirit.
我们让神的话, 神借着他的话所赐予我们的恩典不断地与我们同在,
so that the grace from God's word always will be with us.
所以让我们不但是在教会当中碰到困难的时候，我们能够胜过挑战,
so that we can overcome challenges within the church.
更重要的弟兄姐妹，是在我们在生活当中，在家庭，在事业，在健康，在任何一切事情上面，我们彼此都有联络，然后彼此都能够经历神。
But wherever you are in life, at work or at home, we can all experience God.
然后我们能够有无为的、真诚的、热诚的爱的彰显。
And that we can display genuine, godly love.
Yeah. And you can learn to express that. 今天聚会结束之后，你等下出去的时候，你有看到你不认识的人吗？
After the service, as you exit the sanctuary, will you see people that you haven't met?
你左右看一看,
look around you.
可能不认识,
maybe you've never met them before.
可是你知道他们是在跟着你聚会了几年的弟兄姐妹,
but you realize that they've worshipped with you in, for many years.
不要从亲嘴开始,
don't start with a kiss.
可能你不能, 可是你可以问候,
but you can ask them how they're doing.
你可以去认识,
you can get to know them.
等到你情感真正的有了这个真正的情感的时候，很自然的你就喜欢彼此见面。
And when you have that genuine love and care for them, you'll naturally display that.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench the moving of the Spirit.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
将你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for your word that was given to us.
主，我们都对爱有一定程度的认识。
We all have a certain degree of our understanding and knowledge of your love.
但是我们对你所赐的大爱，这个agape的爱，主我们认识的是如此之少。
But regarding your agape love, the love that is from you, we don't know much.
但是感谢你话语提醒我们。
But we thank you for reminding us with your word.
感谢你话语教导我们。
We thank you for the teaching of your word.
你让我们今天借着圣灵的教导, 主让我们能够好好的吸收消化你的引领。
That we can be nourished by your word.
让我们能够学习在主里如何跟其他的信徒有这种牵挂。
So that we can have that longing for other believers.
能够彼此关心对方的安危。
And we can genuinely care about how the other person is doing.
心灵里面因为有你爱主，你爱的充满，你爱弟兄姐妹的心也在我们的心中，我们能够彰显出如此的爱。
That we can display the same type of love that you have for those brothers and sisters within us.
求主你恩待我们的教会。
May you bless our church.
让我们在爱中成长。
So that we can grow in love.
让我们在爱中彼此服侍。
And serve in love.
让我们在爱中彼此经历你丰丰富富的祝福。
And experience your abundant blessings.
愿你的教会走在你的心意当中。
May your church walk in your footsteps.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.